Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. If you're over 50 and your money safety net is frayed and torn by the impact of the recession, what are your options to repair the damage? With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. First, get rid of as much debt as you possibly can. Second, if you don't have one already, make a budget and stick to it. Third, find money to save. Every day. Doing this will probably require an adjustment to your lifestyle, but it's doable and frankly quite necessary for most of us. Finally, though you've worked most or all of your life in order to retire in style, say at the age of 60, you just might need to keep on working or find a job if you're already retired. As tough as this concept might seem, it does give you some valuable options like health insurance and other benefits that will stretch your valuable savings, also known as benefits. According to colleagues who are retirement specialists, be sure you're smart about when to claim Social Security. My financial advisor suggested that I draw from my 401k or IRAs rather than tap into Social Security benefits. Waiting until age 70 means your check from the government would be 76% higher than taking draws at the early retirement age of 62. And finally, at this point in life, just remember, we need to find money to save. As I always say, spend wisely and save wildly. We must curb the innate desire to help our adult children as they are in the midst of growing families. We can't afford to loan money or pay for daycare or education bills until and unless we are fully provided for our own retirement. Retiring minds want to know and need to know. It's your money, so take it personally. This time is the time to practice that. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.